My brothers and sisters, Jesus is making his way to Jerusalem. As he makes his way through the towns and villages, he stops from time to time to teach those who have come out to see and listen to him. In the middle of his journey, someone poses a question. Lord, he asks, are only a few people going to be saved? We do not know about this person. He thought he had it all worked out. What he wanted to know was whether there would be any others who would make it besides him or Jesus. Ever know anybody with that attitude? I have some friends who are not Catholics and are always questioning me about heavenly kingdom, salvation, but they have no interest to perform the expression of the faith. Jesus rarely answered questions directly. Rather, he used such occasions as an opportunity to relate a parable or to pose a question of his own. So when this person asked Jesus, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? Jesus turned the question back on him. He said, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Those are hard words, but notice what he's saying. It really is life-changing. He says, first of all, there is a narrow door. There is a concept to which we can all relate. We can see it in our mind's eye. You cannot bring a lot of baggage through a narrow door. Neither can you squeeze many people through at a time. In fact, you can probably only make it through one at a time. It is an intimate kind of experience. But Jesus takes it one step further. He says, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. You need to strive strongly to squeeze through the door. It is extremely narrow. Have you heard the expression, no pain, no gain? Of course, you have. It's an accepted saying in our society. Want to have an athletic body? You cannot do it by being a couch potato. It takes work, constant work. You have to pay the price in order to win the prize. The South African golfer Gary Player, probably you know him, those who like play golf, a Gary Player was leaving the course one day exhausted when young boy, you know, golfer told him, I would give anything to be able to hit a ball as well as you can. He was always kind, but temporarily let him down as he replied, no, sir, I do not think you would. You would give anything to be able to hit a golf ball like me if it were easy. But do you know what it takes? You have to get up before 5 a.m. every day. Go out on the golf course and hit little white balls thousands of times. Eventually, your hands start bleeding. Then you just walk to the clubhouse rinse off the blood, apply bandages, and you get back on the course, hitting those balls another 1,000 times with sore hands. That is what you must be prepared to give. The price of success is hard work and even greater mental endurance. Here is the hard truth of life. You have to squeeze through narrow door if you want to succeed in any great enterprise. Want to build a profitable small business or make it in a lofty profession? Be prepared to put in long hours. Be prepared to give it your all. Want to have a marriage and family life that is rewarding to you and those you love? Be prepared to sacrifice, to learn, and to grow. Make every effort, says Jesus, to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Those are strong words. Then, just when you think he will give us a way out, it gets worse. He changes his analogy. Not only is the door narrow, it is only open for a limited time. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, "Sir, open the door for us." But he will answer, "I do not know where you come from." Parenthood, for example, is a task at which you only get one chance. Raising children is always a challenge. It's a little family story. One day a little boy named Benjamin came running into the kitchen where his mother was working. "Mom, can I please change my name right now?" he asked. "But why would you want to do that?" replied his mom. "Because," Benjamin explained the little boy, "my dad said he's going to spank me as sure as my name is Benjamin." If you have children, you have been there, have you not? And the really scary part is that you only get one shot at it. Most of the people in this land call themselves Christians. If you ask them, they will tell you that they expect to enter into heaven someday. It makes no difference how long it has been since they darkened the door of a church. It makes no difference how loving they have been to their neighbor, how many of the Ten Commandments they have shattered. They expect to be in. But as far as becoming part of Christ's family, the door is open to anyone who would make him their Lord and Master. He is the door. He has fully paid for our sins with his precious blood. And he has set us free from all the power of the devil. You are invited to step through the door and enjoy the grand feast in the kingdom of God, for it is open to all who will enter. And also, my brothers and sisters, as I said at the beginning, I have come today to ask for your help in favor of my parish community, Star of the Sea in Alviso. This church is located at the end of the first street in San Jose. It is a community surrounded by corporations of many technologies and very pretty buildings But this community has not been favored as other urban places have been. The population of this parish is mainly young, poor, and they work each day for their daily living. Therefore, the collection each week is very poor. It is not enough to cover the expenses of the parish, nor enough to cover an adequate pastoral work like the other parishes in the diocese. Also, our building is very poor and rustic, with many, many needs. You know, the church was built long ago, but uniting two or three mobile homes. We have to fix many, many things. It is this reason why we cannot have full-time employees in any position, even in care cases where it is needed to promote and organize the formation of the faith for children, young adults, and adults, and to prepare catechists for this ministry. We do not have enough money to be able to buy all the materials needed for the different pastoral areas of the parish. So we are working, as I said, on a very limited budget, but with great joy and without losing the enthusiasm to announce the kingdom of God. I'm most grateful to Father Kevin, Father Steve, for allowing me to have the second collection today for my parish. And I am most grateful to each one of you for your generous help. And may God bless you all abundantly and your family members. For the second collection, you can use the pink envelopes in your seats. And thank you so much. God bless you.